Listening section practice test. Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class.
So today we're going to continue our discussion of various mental disorders. Specifically, I'm going to focus on various anxiety disorders. Now, of course, everyone feels anxious or uneasy now and again. You may feel anxious on your first day of a new job or when you have to meet someone important, for example. Some people feel anxious when they visit the dentist. Some typical symptoms include a pounding heart, sweaty palms, or a dry mouth. But now, suppose that the anxiety is serious enough to keep you from enjoying life. Maybe it interferes with your work or controls much of your daily routine. Or maybe you experience occasional instances of anxiety that are terrifying enough that you become immobilized with fear. Maybe you will take extreme measures to get away from the object or situation causing the fear. Now, these anxieties can be put into three main groups according to what causes the reaction. The first are what we call specific phobias. These are the most common phobias, and their focus is specific objects. In fact, the thing feared is often relatively safe, and also the sufferer usually realizes that and knows that their fear is irrational. A very common specific phobia is fear of heights, for example. This fear is very common. No doubt some of you have felt this fear from time to time. Fear of spiders and insects is another common one. Spiders are not usually harmful. Well, not usually anyway. But some people break out into a cold sweat and have heart palpitations and become immobile even if they know a spider is on the other side of the room. Some of the less common phobias seem rather bizarre. For example, would you believe some people are afraid of color, say the color yellow? Another strange one is fear of laughter. I guess that's not a laughing matter for the sufferer. Okay, so what causes these specific phobias? Well, we don't know exactly. We do know that they tend to run in families, and they are apparently slightly more common in women. Many of them persist. That is, they don't go away on their own. At least that tends to be the case with phobias that develop in adolescence or adulthood. Specific phobias that develop in childhood are more likely to disappear with time. Another category of phobia is called social phobia. This fear is really the fear of being embarrassed or humiliated in front of other people. If social phobia is serious enough, it can prevent a person from continuing in school or work, and maybe that person avoids making friends. Now, some social phobics can actually be at ease with other people most of the time, except in particular situations. So, for example, a sufferer here may believe that small mistakes they make are more significant than they really are, or feel that everyone is looking at them. They could also be extremely fearful of, for example, using the phone in front of other people. Or it may be something really simple and seemingly irrational, such as drinking a cup of coffee, or even, say, buttoning a coat in front of others. A third category of phobia is known as agoraphobia. Do I need to put that on the board? No? Okay, fine. Okay, so this phobia causes people to suffer anxiety about being in places or situations from which they perceive it might be difficult to escape, or in which it seems help is not available. So agoraphobia might include a fear of traveling alone, being alone in a crowd, or being unable to leave a place easily. People with this condition often develop the disorder after suffering from a panic attack, that is, a feeling of intense terror with symptoms such as sweating and shortness of breath. Such panic attacks may occur randomly and without warning, so this makes it difficult for a sufferer to predict what kind of situation will provoke a panic attack. So then he or she will try to avoid situations and places where such attacks have happened previously. Okay, to wrap up today, Well, the good news is that all of these disorders can be treated with some degree of success through various medications and therapies. Tomorrow, we'll look in more detail at the kind of treatments that might prove useful in dealing with some of them.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 1. What is the lecture mainly about? 2. Why does the professor say that many people feel anxious when they visit a dentist? 3. What does the professor say about specific phobias? 4. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Some of the less common phobias seem rather bizarre. For example, would you believe some people are afraid of color? Say, the color yellow? Another strange one is fear of laughter. I guess that's not a laughing matter for the sufferer.
Why does the professor say this?
I guess that's not a laughing matter for the sufferer.
Five. Social phobia might include which of the following fears? 6. What does the professor imply when she says this?
Do I need to put that on the board?
7. What does the professor imply about treatment of phobias?